Previously on 2 Past Midnight.
We should take bets, like, who actually got shot.
I can't breathe.
Harrison.
Oh,
no!
I went.
No!
No!
I rolled the 3. Don't kill me.
Harrison just got his nose shot the fuck off?
Yeah.
And you guys hear another shot go off.
Oh, I hate you so much. I can't stand this.
He's gonna run to Doc.
As you do, another shot goes off. You're suppressed, which means you can't do first aid on Doc.
Northwest, upper window.
That is 3 fucking ones. The reliability, can it be -1? Can it be -1?
Down by 3. It is now a 0 reliability. It is jammed.
Yep.
And yeah.
Yeah. So it just, he's just ba 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 ka, and you just hear the snap as the is one of the buffer spring maybe pops. Cause it just overheats and it's,
yeah,
there's grit and it's just full of fucking shit. And it's been through firefight the night before and it's just burned out.
Yep. Sounds about right.
Emmett's going to be like, what'd you do to my gun, old blood?
That's now the second gun that he's broken.
No. Stanislav only broke one gun.
Jeremy has broken 2.
I've broken more guns than that.
Jeremy doesn't have a good luck with that 240 either.
No.
Because I think it jammed up on you when it was Clark.
It
the
did.
Pencil, when you it swung
did.
Around,
it did
like,
jam
chunk.
On me.
Yeah.
That's right. Yep.
Let's see. Murphy, it's your turn.
Same, man. He's in the tower just trying to find this motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you?
Go ahead and roll recon.
Nothing and a nothing.
Yep. All right. Emmett, you're on the first floor at the northern part of the center of the building. You see stairs going up in different places. There are lots of walls around here still. You can see out the back. Actually, you can't, because technically that next hex is still indoors to the north of you. So, yeah. But you don't see anybody coming down the stairs or anything into your hex.
All right. I will move one hex further to the north.
Mm-hmm.
To get a look at the back, and then I will take overwatch on my hex.
All right. Wait, are you looking out back, or are you taking overwatch on your hex?
Overwatch on my hex.
Okay, I gotcha. So you're moving into that hex to the north of you. So you're at the edge of the building, and you can see, like, the windows looking outside, but they're, you know, some of them are covered in paper, some of them are covered in, like, frosted, like, just grime, you know, and some of them have been blown out, shit like that. You see some trees and shit outside. And, Harrison.
He's going to continue moving to that building that he is familiar with from earlier. So now he's at the base of the building with the rubble.
Mm-hmm. So that was one fast action. Technically, you would need, if that was 2, you would need a full fast action and movement to get into the building. So that means you would have to roll mobility, or you wouldn't be able to use that fast action to go into the building.
Is that a mobility with a minus?
Yes, because rubble.
Yep. No successes. So he'll stay there and take partial cover.
Okay. Yeah, because you can do that in rubble hexes, too. You can take partial cover. So, just a thing to remember.
Mm-hmm.
Colt, you are up.
Pulls the gun up, aims at the hex. Maybe even... Yep, that's it. Just aims. Keeps overwatch.
All right. Stanislav.
Stanislav just starts punching this 240. Just punching it. And he's just... Bam! Wham! Wham! Just... He's furious, and tears are streaming out of his face, and he's just fucking cutting up his hands, punching the shit out of this 240. That's it. That's his turn.
Take 1 point of stress. No, I'm just kidding. Murphy,
come out, wherever you are, And he's gonna scan.
Mm-hmm.
One success.
You know, I mean, you see Harrison at the bottom right corner of the building, the bottom east corner. And you see Stanislav punching at the 240.
You can probably see Cole too, right?
Nope. No, you can't see Cole.
Oh,
because of the terrain and shit between you.
I'm a ghost.
Over here.
I think Murph is thinking in his head right now that he bugged out.
Emmett will move one hex outside. I see anything once I'm out?
Nope. I mean, yeah, no, you don't see anything.
All right, well, then I will, stay there.
Harrison.
Harrison's actually, like, stops in his tracks when he takes cover and he thinks for a second. Instead of going into the building, he's going to go around. CC Emmett.
Okay. He's going to loop around the east side to the north end of the building?
Yep. He's going to loop around the building because they haven't taken any incoming. So maybe the guy took off. Maybe he's repositioning. And plus there's a nice handy tree right there. Does he see Emmett?
Yeah. You see Emmett. So you come around that eastern corner of the building and come up on the north side and you see Emmett there. Emmett's scoping around looking for whatever he can see.
Any sign of him, Captain Emmett?
Nah, I see nothing.
You think he bugged out or he moved somewhere to get us again?
Cole, it's your turn.
Cole does not know Emmett or Harrison necessarily are back there behind. Are there any windows on the building? On my side, sorry. The west side.
Yeah, there's windows. I mean, you could see, if someone was at the window, you could see someone out a window. You know what I mean?
I will move my Overwatch to the window.
Okay.
And continue to just chill.
Okay. Stanislav.
Stanislav kind of collects himself and he's standing there at the gun turret and he just puts his head down on the 240. And he's just taking deep breaths. That's it.
And with that, we're out of initiative. What is your plan? We're just not doing things round by round now.
Eventually, we're going to have to clear the building.
He gone. Or he's finding a new hidey hole to take us out. That's what I would do.
There ain't no way he got down three floors and out of that thing by the time we got here.
Are you guys having this conversation across 60, 70, 80 meters?
Yep. We got walkie-talkies that we didn't fix.
That have never been fixed?
Right. Yeah.
I just want to point out, like, that's where... I mean, are you guys going to meet up and talk, or what's your plan? What do you guys want to do? Like, Harrison and Emmett could probably speak to each other, but...
Yeah, Cole's still hunkered down.
You think he's still in that building?
Well, as fast as I got here, I doubt he had time to get out.
That son of a bitch shot my nose off.
Cole would probably hear them talking.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd kind of move out to where he could just chit-chat. So he's kind of at the back. Why don't we clear this building before we do anything else? Make sure he's not in there. It's all we can do. He's either long gone or he's holed up in there somewhere.
Make sure we don't shoot each other. I already look like shit.
So you guys, the plan is to clear the building?
Yeah, Cole, do you still have the SMG?
No, all I have is my sawed-off and my M9 because I have a broken femur or broken forearm.
So what did you do? Sell the SMG for lunch money?
You mean the carbine?
Yeah, the carbine I have in my backpack or whatever. I would imagine it's probably over where we initially got sniped. Because it probably would have just been dinking around there. So I probably wouldn't have the carbine with me because I can't use it.
You would take a negative to using it one-handed, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you can use it. You just take it like a negative two or some shit like that for using it one-handed. Negative one or negative two. I don't remember. It's in the player's handbook on shooting one-handed. But you guys want to start clearing it? I'm fine with that. What if you guys want to do? It's the thing that makes sense, honestly.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, we can't leave this with a possible sniper in a three-story building.
Right.
We can't go finish fixing the truck.
And do we try to hail Stanislav and take him with us?
Go through in teams of two.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'd go to the other end, and I'd try to hail Stanislav over to us. I'd be in the same hex as Harrison.
Just like give him a whistle and like a wave.
Hi. Hi. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Swap. Step. Come here.
He's just got his head down on the 240, and from the distance, yeah, he's just leaned over the 240 and just kind of leaning on it.
I step up too. I throw a rock over at him.
Roll mobility.
mobility.
All right, now roll me a d6 for direction. No. Okay, now roll me another d6 for deviation. All right, it hits about 20 meters to the southwest of him.
He kind of picks his head up, and he's just looking back, and he's just bleary-eyed, and he finally makes eye contact with you, and he just looks confused.
Cole's like, we gotta clear this building. I think he's still in there. We can't just let it go. And I'm kind of just yelling this.
Mm-hmm.
If I can hear you, he can hear you too.
Uh-huh. We've lost the element of surprise about an hour ago.
I suppose this is true.
Stanislav jumps down out of the truck, and he just walks. Do you want me to go by? You want me to go by a trail, or?
I mean, you might hit a landmine, so roll recon roll. I'm just kidding. I'm joking. I'm just.
you act like Stanislav cares about that.
No, I don't. It doesn't matter what direction you walk. We're in RP mode. So
yeah, Stanislav ends up making it to you, and he's just taking his time. Like, he's not in a rush. You know, all that adrenaline is kind of washed out of him at this time. He goes,
Would Mert?
What is it you men would like to do?
Well, we gotta check floors 2 and 3 and see if he's still anywhere in this building.
Have you already looked on first floor all the way through?
No.
Okay, I take first floor. And he just walks. He just starts walking off.
Okay. Chris, what were you asking about Murph real quick?
No, it's my fault. I didn't know Jeremy was going to speak. Can he see that they're gathering?
Yeah.
Outside the
yes,
building?
Yes, you can see that. I had a feeling that's what you were going to ask. Yes, that, yeah, you can see that.
So he's going to come out of the tower and make his way up there as well.
Okay.
You know, actually, no, he's not. He's going to make his way out of the tower and go stop at dock first just to confirm that he's KIA.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so that'll take a little bit. And if Stanislav's going in into the first floor of the building.
Cole's staying kind of on his hip.
Okay.
Does Stanislav have a weapon?
Stanislav pulls out a sidearm. He's got a revolver.
All right. Harrison, Emmett, what are you guys doing?
Emmett will go back in this back way that he came out of.
Mm-hmm.
Harrison's going to follow him. Hold on, Captain Emmett. We go together.
All right. This is how we're going to do this, then, to expedite. So you guys start going through in teams of two. Cole and Stanislav and Harrison and Emmett. Those are the two teams. And the way we're going to do it is I'm going to do recon rolls. I'm just going to have you guys, whoever has the best one, roll it at a +1. That seems like a quick, easy way to do it. So
you got me, Cole.
You said recon with a plus one?
Recon with a plus one.
Oh!
Hey!
Double successes. Right.
Emmett, what's your recon? Not good, right?
No, we don't even need to play this game anymore.
Yours is a negative one, Chris. Yeah, negative one on your recon. So
me, you, all the people out there at home listening knows Emmett does not have recon.
But if he ever succeeds, you can start putting points in it, though.
So, yeah. Adam, if it's minus one and we got a plus one, then it's just a flat recon.
Yep.
Nothing and nothing.
Okay. Mr. Jankowski and Cole, you guys are clearing the rooms, and Emmett and Harrison are clearing the other side, and you guys start working your way up the building, right? As you get to the third floor, that far west corner, you guys actually find three casings sitting by the window right there, where you presume the sniper had shot from. The casings themselves are...
50 cal.
Nope.
I know. It was wishful thinking.
Yeah. I know. 7.62 by 5.4. That's what the casings are. Three of them.
Yup. That makes sense.
Yeah, so the 7.62 by 5.4... How do I want to do this? Emmett, what's your range combat?
Emmett is a D and a B for range combat.
Cole, what's yours?
My range combat is a B and an A, plus a rifleman bonus.
Yeah, okay, so yeah, just roll range combat then.
Dos successes.
You know that ammo is too large for the AK-40, the AKM, but...
The player knows what that is.
But what you know is it's the same size ammo they either use for a PKM or an SVD-63, which is the Soviet sniper rifle.
Otherwise known as a Dragunov.
I'm assuming the four of you probably met up at some point. You didn't find another person in the building. Then that was the only sign you saw of anybody.
Well, guys, it looks like he got away. So that was a complete cluster. We are sitting ducks. We don't know where we're heading next. And from the sound of that battle, it looks like we have a mounted gun to repair. So, looks like we got our work cut out for us, boys.
I will go fix gun.
How do we know that he ain't going to just go to another spot and pick us off again?
You want to go out and try to find him? Marco. He didn't respond.
Stanislav's going to go down after talking about it, and he's going to go down and start working on the 240 to make it work again. Do we have spare parts that we can throw into it?
I believe it's weapon parts is what you would need.
If only we had a bunch of hunting rifles.
Yeah, it's a weapon part.
Yeah.
I was just asking the inventory PC if we have spare weapons that he can... Or did the civilians walk off with all of them?
We didn't. We still had an abundance of both AKs, and the hunting rifles were all kind of left at the back end of that.
Okay. GM, would that qualify?
Yeah, you'd be able to get a spare part.
Four hunting rifles equals one spare part.
Yeah.
It should only be one. I imagine. Should be able to just like piece part one thing from another, even though in reality that it's not very much not.
No, but I mean, but the other thing is too, is I'm pretty sure you guys have found parts at some point, and
yeah, it's mostly all electronic parts and some CDs. Skateboards, okay. Shears.
Well, I mean, as far as like random general parts and random.
Correct,
random
general. Parts. Yes, we have general parts. I haven't found anything considered quote unquote weapon part.
I guess there were vehicle parts from the tanks.
Major parts, captain parts.
But yeah, I mean, obviously there wouldn't be any, a specific buffer spring. You know what I mean? But that's just because what Jeremy said, but that yeah, doesn't mean that...
narrative nonsense.
Yeah.
Okay, but as long as I can take, like, an AK and make it work.
Sure.
And just, like, okay.
Why not? It has a spring in it.
These are tech things, aren't they, to fix, aren't they?
Yep. And I think it's a shift or a stretch, Jeremy?
I'm looking it up right now.
Okay.
I will get back with you.
Okay. But is that your guys' plan to fix the 240 then, or?
Cole is pushing to get out of here. He doesn't want to stay.
Did anybody want to actually bury Doc? I mean, he's still sitting over there with half of his face sprayed all over the ground.
I was about to say, yeah, we cut over to Murph over there with Doc. What does that look like, Chris?
So he takes a knee next to Doc. If his eyes are open, he closes his eyelids.
Yeah, his eyes were open.
So he closes his eyelids, crosses himself, and kind of in a whisper, just says, "Doc, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I wasn't able to keep you alive like you did me and nurse me back to health. I'm sorry, Doc. You're a good man. You're a good man. I hope you're in a better place away from this shit. And I hope you can forgive me."
And Doc says, "I'm just kidding. I'm just
kidding." Zombie!
Stab him!
This game took a turn. Yeah, he's there on one knee, just kind of looking at the ground, waiting for those guys to come back now.
Okay. Alright, so we cut back over to you guys. What is your guys' plan?
Stanislav is going back to fix the 240 with the miscellaneous AK parts. It is a shift, and on a failed tech roll, the part is still good, but it just, you know.
We were technically already in the day shift. I don't think I marked it on there, but it's basically going to take you the rest of the like afternoon into evening to do this, because you'd been working on that other thing all morning.
Right.
Yep.
Cole will assist Stanislav.
That'll still be a shift, but he'll get a plus one.
He'll get a plus one. Harrison, you need to get some rest. You look pretty beat down. You got quite a bit of blood coming out of your nose, so you may want to take it easy for a little bit.
Harrison, please come here. I let me look at you.
I didn't really get shot in the nose. I got hit in the back of the head and it slammed my nose into that damn gun. But it felt like my nose got shot off because there's blood everywhere all over me.
It don't look good.
Stanislav is going to do medical aid and one success.
Okay.
Your nose is... he's not great. He is broken and you have split right here. Super glue will fix this up. You put it on here, it will put together. It's like Stitch. You know, they actually invent super glue back in World War II, specifically to heal wounds. Huh? It's like liquid Stitch. Here, put on your face.
Are you shitting me?
No, it's a true story.
I feel like I learn more than one thing every day. Thank you, Mr. Stan.
Yeah, your face is better now. It will take some time to heal. But, it looks okay. Yeah, well, it will look better in time.
He ain't winning no beauty pageants, but as long as he stops bleeding all over everything, I think we're going to be all right.
It will at least stop.
I never was quite a good-looking man anyway. It might make some improvement.
Will give character. Strong, you know? It's like battle scar. It'll look good. Well,
my dad always said I was a character.
He used to be a non-player character, but a bunch.
Until Murph got his back broke.
Who else took damage during the last?
Murphy.
Just Murph? Or Harrison and Murph?
Harrison and Murph both got shot. And Doc, but, you know, he doesn't have to worry about infection.
I went over to the church when I helped pick up the spare part to help Stanislav with the mounted gun. And when I did that, I grabbed another one of the helmets, the Kevlar that was in there. Because I believe Harrison's was destroyed.
Was it Harrison's or was it Murphy's?
No. Harrison's was destroyed, and okay. The Kevlar that's left is Doc's.
I want to wash that off.
As I'm going, I just kind of set the helmet on Harrison's head, the new one, and don't even say anything. Just kind of as I walk past.
Thank you, Mr. Cole.
That medical role that Mr. Stanislav did for Harrison, someone should probably do for Murph because he did take damage also. Just to let
That's you just know. To help infection, right?
Yep.
You don't
just
want to get
infected. To help not getting infection. Yes.
No, I meant it doesn't heal a point of damage.
No, nope. You don't get any.
All it does is makes it so you won't get an infection.
I understand that that's very important.
But you have to do it within a shift.
Oh.
Yeah.
Character note, Stanislav was helping his buddy. I know that doesn't help with XP. Just clarifying motivation.
Okay.
Aw. You my buddy, Mr. Stan?
You are all right. You're not like these other men. You are okay.
I'm just a farm boy.
You are a mouse.
You are a farm boy. I am a farm boy. We see, you know, we work field together. You know, I understand.
I would love that instead of doing this shit.
I do not have, I would run a medical aid, but it's probably, I'm a D and a D, so.
You can do it on yourself, Murph.
I do not know if that is going to be a good one anyways. A D and a D.
If I use the med kit, I can get it up to a C and a D.
Samesies.
I think I've got a med kit. I do.
All right, I will go over with one of my med kits, which I still have two of, so I'm down to one, and I will attempt a medical roll on Murph. That was a D&D. Sorry, I was trying to switch that.
Was that your roll, Cole? That
yes, that was Cole's roll. Yep.
Okay, one success. So there you go.
Thanks, Cole.
We just got you back, man. I don't sick of listening to you snore while you lay there for weeks at a time, so hopefully we can get you back in action for a while.
I wish I had Doc's back.
War is hell. Murph, war is hell.
It is. It is. Just didn't see that one coming.
I believe that is the Sniper's Creed.
All right, so just for my own headcanon, where is everybody? Stanislav, you were going to the vehicle to fix the gun?
Correct.
Emmett, where are you?
Emmett is at the vehicle with Stanislav to make sure we're getting ready to roll.
Harrison, where are you?
I'm with Mr. Stan because he just fixed my nose.
All right. So that's a plus two when you go to fix that, Jeremy.
I do not need it. Someone go do something else. Here.
You cocky
Harrison,
bolt.
You go do something else. You go prepare elsewhere. Yeah? With many hands make light work, but this is already simple child's play. Go. Go do something else.
I go to church.
All right. I throw him the general part and I say, I guess since you broke it, you can fix it.
He's child's play. He's nothing.
Well, no, I was about to ask, where's Cole and Murph? Because I know you were treating, Cole was treating Murph.
Yeah.
Where are you guys at while he's treating you?
I'm going to assume we're by Doc's body by the church.
Yeah. So I guess the order would be grab the helmet and the part, run over to help Stanislav, get kicked out by Stanislav, do a medical check on Murph over by Doc's
body. Okay. That works. And then Mr. Or what are you going to do then, Harrison, since he's telling you to go elsewhere?
I'm going to make my way down to the church. Can I tell that Doc got hit?
Yes. Because there's a bunch of blood on the ground now. You can very much tell.
I'm going to go see Doc. That sniper got him.
Looks like Doc didn't quite make it out of this one. He skated out of quite a few battles for a guy who never really wanted to see combat that much. But unfortunately, this one got him. Poor guy. Looks like he went quick, though. So, at the very least, there's that.
I should have had his back. I just thought that the best spot for me was to get up into the steeple so I could find that motherfucker.
Again, he was just shooting at people. If by having his back means you were the next target, I mean, I'd rather have you here.
Well, yeah, and I made the mistake you never make. When he got hit, I tried to come help him, and I got hit. And I know better.
I believe you've laid that trap yourself a few times for people.
Yeah, it's the... it is... right out of the sniper playbook, but he helped me so much to heal up. I couldn't just leave him there.
Yeah, you were his pet project. He kept saying he was going to see you walk again before it was all said and done. So, I mean, when it's all said and done, he did what he was here to do. He was here to patch you back up, and he did it. And when he was done... his term is over, I guess, so.
Yeah, in more ways than one.
Hopefully we don't need any more long-term care, but... yeah, we'll get a pastor here to lay Doc to rest with the rest of them, and then we'll head on through.
Mr. Murph, don't beat yourself up about that. You're trying to do the right thing. Shut up, Harrison. I don't need you to make me feel better. I'm sorry. Can we at least bury him and say a prayer?
Yeah, we'll drag him over to the hole we've already been doing over there. To the southeast of the church. We'll put him in a hole. Leave his little med pack as a marker.
No, I think we should bury him separate from the others. I'll dig the hole. I don't mind. I don't want him just
dig the hole, build a mausoleum. I don't really care, but whatever you got to do to grieve there, buddy.
I'll help you, kid. Let's go dig that hole.
Just do it quick before the coyotes come back.
Or the sniper.
Where are you going to dig?
I think we should bury him, like, over towards that river there. Behind the church. He can have his own spot. He deserves that at least.
Okay. Alright, so you guys go back behind the church to bury him over by the river. What are you going to do, Cole?
Cole's kind of like a little miffed at what's going on, so he's going to walk and go up into the bell tower so we can watch them dig this hole from a large vantage point.
Yeah, I mean, you'd basically be, like, directly over top of him.
Yeah. You know, for some odd, morbid reason, Cole thinks this is funny, so he heads up there with his binoculars, takes a little vision around, and just watches them dig this hole.
Okay. So, guys are back there digging the hole to put Doc in by the river, and Emmett and Stanislav are fixing the 240.
That man, the one you tortured, Is this thing you normally do?
I value human life, but God has gifted me with the ability to take life. After watching our people die, after watching these guys, these other soldiers move in, willing to fire in an area upon women, children, the elderly. my instincts took over. There was no right or wrong at that point. I knew Yuri was pulling the strings, and I needed the information to get to him. I am not proud of what I did.
It's simple fact. Good men do good things. That is all. If you believe God has given you these gifts, then God has made you a devil.
I also believe that evil triumphs when good men do nothing.
That man was not combatant, but you tortured him anyways. Combat was over. Fight was done. But you grind him into dirt. For what? He give you nothing. You know he would give you nothing. But you did it anyways. What triumph is there in cutting helpless men? What glory? You are a big soldier. Good job.
There is no glory. None of this is glorious. Even taking a man's life on the field of battle, there is no glory in it. Every man I cut down is an image bearer of the God Almighty. But to protect innocent lives, as long as Yuri's out there, more innocent people will be killed. More innocent people will be tortured. More innocent people, just like your village, will be taken advantage of as long as this man walks the earth.
The people of Poland were innocent. The Russians decide they want to have peace. Americans decide they defend us. And here we are, innocent people. And look at my country now. These are the actions that you have done to defend the innocent. You destroy entire village, entire land. And you ask us for more. You ask us to defend ourselves. Against what? To be certainly starve? If we go with this man Yuri, we may have survived. We may have had food. We may have had shelter. Now these people of this village, the people I have grown up with and I have known my whole life, they are now on the move to Krakow because there is nothing here for them. Because large men who are strong decide that they will fight each other in our town. Thank you for that.
Well, we didn't decide to fight in your town. Your man, Alex, asked us to take care of a problem that you guys have been getting taken advantage of. So we didn't just step in.
Alex is fool.
That's fine. Then you allowed a foolish man to speak for your village. That's not my problem. He told us you were being taken advantage of by a group of marauders. We stepped in. And now your village is on the move, not in Yuri's custody.
And that is better? We have no quarrel with this man Yuri.
Right, you have no quarrel with anybody. Like I said, evil triumphs when good men do nothing.
It seems that nothing has been won, though. And no victory has been had. Evil still exists. Evil still triumphs. Good, evil. It doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, I'm starting to gather that. When sniper shots start going off and somebody stands up like a freaking prairie dog, you start to understand where a man stands. And a man who doesn't value his own life.
You know nothing of what I value.
Well, you seem to feel like you got me pretty well pegged.
Any man that will torture another man is just as evil as any other man that would do the same.
And any man who would let his whole village fall to a tyrant just for the sake of food screams cowardice to me. Any man who would allow his life to be taken just because this life is hard screams cowardice to me. Why don't we just get this vehicle back up and running and we'll get on the road?
Your machine of death will be ready as soon as possible. Ref, tech roll?
Yeah, sure.
God, I want you to feel it so bad I can taste it.
I don't know if it's gonna happen. One success, one failure.
Okay. I mean, I think all it took was one success anyway, right?
The part is used up, and the reliability is now one.
You're an A and an A. Now I understand why you sent us away.
Yeah, that was like with a plus one. I was like, yeah, I'm not worried about it.
The sheriff was character hubris or what?
Now, as a reminder, you could reroll that one if you spend a Scrooge McDuck coin.
No, fuck that. I'm not spending these. I am not spending like challenge them, coins. Dude. I'm not spending them until I'm saving them for a very special occasion.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and also I would assume that Murph probably has the 50 cal reassembled by this point. I don't know if you guys discussed it at any point, but I'm pretty sure at some point he would have put it back together.
I don't know. He was digging a hole.
I'm fine with the assumption that he slapped that thing together, took 5 minutes and slapped it together.
He definitely didn't do it while we were getting shot at, but yeah.
Yeah.
He's just holding up the broken end of it and looking through the scope for no reason.
God, that pissed me off. Three successes.
Look at the birds.
You see nothing.
You see a common wood pigeon.
What? Here's the thing. I mean, you also have to consider you're still only seeing line of sight what you can see. Oh. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to give you something out of your line of sight.
I'm not saying, like, I was pissed that that's what happened. I'm just saying, of course that happened. Like, I rolled well, and it was useless.
It's also an opposed roll, so that's the other side of it as well. I didn't want you guys knowing specifically where somebody was, you know? So...
But what if I really wanted to know?
No. All right, so what's everyone's plan? We're getting towards the end of the shift. You guys are done burying the body. Cole's been up in the tower, I'm assuming, on watch, because that makes sense.
Yep, binoculars out.
Yep. And Stanislav and Emmett are we're fixing up the 240, which now has reliability of one.
One? Woo!
Which means you can shoot it. Which is all you need.
Just don't
push the rolls.
Just don't shoot like Stanislav did.
Yeah. I mean, if you take another shift and another weapon part, you can do it again.
Nope. No. It no longer requires weapon parts to increase the reliability. It's just another shift and weapon maintenance.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. What are you guys going to do now? We're heading to the end of the shift, so it's starting to head into evening. Sun's still up, but I mean, it's like headed into evening.
Well, the two people that have HP down that needed a rest are screwing out of the grave. So I'm going to say we probably stay the night and head out in the morning because we get injured people.
At least they don't have a fucking broken back.
We also never had, since you were on watch, you probably need to roll a recon roll.
That would be plus two?
No.
But I have binoculars.
Oh, plus two for the binoculars. Yes. Then yes, plus two.
One success.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you see a bird. You're fairly certain it's a common wood pigeon.
I feel like I've seen this bird before.
These things are everywhere.
They're pretty common.
They're very common. They're pretty common.
All right, so this pigeon flies up onto the steeple, right? Like up there into the bell tower by you, and just like looks at you, tilts its head to the side, goes, "Brr, dude."
Brr. Great. Now everything sounds like that cuckoo that we lost on the third day.
Wonder what Jacob is up to.
But yeah. Other than that pigeon, that's it. That's all you got. All right. So what's your guys' plan?
So before all this craziness, we were planning on checking the castle, correct?
I don't know.
Or were we just heading over a bridge? I thought we were checking the castle.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is we're heading into evening. Grave has been dug. Body's been buried. 240 has been, quote, fixed.
He's fine. He's fine. It works.
What are you going to do now at this point?
Fix walkie-talkies.
Where are you going within the village? Like, who's going where?
We're all heading to the church. We're bedding down for the night. I am forcing the two people voiced by one individual to sit down and shut up and rest. And Cole will continue to stay up top, and he'll do another round of watch.
Okay. I'm assuming everyone's going to eat a ration and drink some water then, so that they can heal. Because they can't heal without drinking and eating.
See, the thing is, Murph ain't got no food.
Murph heads over to Doc's pouch.
Oh, that's fucked.
But yeah.
Doc had one ration left.
Well, Murph's gonna eat.
So wait, who went and got the ration from Doc's?
Murph's.
Doc's gear?
Murph.
You're gonna make it run cool under fire.
I don't know. His gear sitting there. Who went and got it?
Murph went through his stuff.
Okay. So you guys are all in the church then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We drive the vehicle towards the church. I don't want to leave the truck out there by itself.
We drive vehicle through big doors into church.
Not into church, but like sitting outside. You know what I'm saying.
I mean, would you put it past any of us?
To be fair, this has a key that we can just take with us and not, it's not like the hum.
That is true. Stannis Wolf has key in pocket.
Yeah, it's not a Humvee, so it doesn't have just a button. But, I mean, someone could hotwire it if they knew how.
But we also do have the Humvee here, too, as well, correct?
Mm-hmm.
We have the Humvee, we have the derelict vehicle, and we have the truck.
Yes. I don't think I ever put the Humvee on the map, but, yeah, you have the Humvee here.
Just curiosities.
Well, I mean, after everything that we said we did, technically the Humvee doesn't have a gun mount or a gas tank anymore.
That is correct. The Humvee does not have gas tank. We took gas tank off, put on Hilux.
I am going to leave Jeremy in charge of all things gasoline and pretend I don't even know how that works.
That is fine. That is fine.
I'm going to park the Humvee over by the truck then. I mean, so are you guys putting the truck back, like, up by the church then? Is that the plan? Or are you leaving it where it is?
As long as we can take the key from it, I don't care. I just envisioned it being stolen by a sniper who's still wandering around. So I panicked.
That's up to you guys. Whatever you want to do.
I would think, common sense-wise, they're in close proximity to the church.
So where is the truck and where's the Humvee?
We bring truck to near parking lot in front of church.
Okay.
Humvee stay with other garbage vehicle on site.
Okay. That's what I needed to know. Cool. So since you're going to be doing watch again.
Yes.
Go ahead and give me another recon roll.
We still during daylight?
Yeah. I mean, it's evening, so it's not technically night yet. So, yeah.
Gotcha.
Oh, shit. Someone roll me a D6, actually.
I refuse to do weather.
I'll do it. 3.
Okay, still cloudy. So, would you get 2 successes on your recon roll?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Stand by.
No.
It's an irradiated bear.
Okay. Cole.
Yes.
About partway through the shift. Like, it's still daylight out, and it's like the sun's starting to go down. You think you see some brush move there's a area of foliage directly south of the tower to the northeast, and you think you see some movement from that.